Alice Chapman tried to calm her rapidly beating heart. She quickly walked over to the stove and poured coffee into an enamel cup. What was he doing here? Chet never came to the house alone. Anna May was always with him. Even when Alice would visit the Hartmans, they were never left alone for more than a minute or two. It was just long enough to steal glances at each other and talk of mundane things, like the weather. Alice had loved Chet ever since she was a little girl, and he would catch frogs for her in the creek that ran alongside the pastures. He even carried her over a rain puddle to make sure her boots wouldn't get wet. She knew in that instance he was the man she was going to marry. She even made a declaration to her family when she was just 5 years old. She had every intention of marrying the then 17-year-old Chatton Hartman. Everyone laughed at the time, but it wasn't funny to Alice. She wondered if they would still laugh if she said it now that she was 19 years old. They would probably have a vastly different reaction. Her family never took her seriously until that day she ran away. That was a wake-up call that she wasn't a child anymore. Granted, her family went on a manhunt to bring her home. Now, they simply wouldn't let her out of their sight. Which was easy to do since there were 8 children in the Chapman brood. One of their brothers had been killed in a gunfight when Alice was younger. Twins, Owen and Oliver, were the eldest, followed by Michael, who was killed. Then came Caleb and Everett. Finally came the girls. Twins Marianne and Penelope were born, and then came Alice. She knew she was a surprise, as Marmy didn't think she could have any more children. Pint jar, her brothers called her, because she wasn't bigger than one when she was born. In addition to the brothers, there were now all these wives. Even Everett, who vowed never to get married, had gone east to marry the woman he loved. Alice couldn't ask for a better group of sisters-in-law, but still, it was too many people for her liking. She knew it had to do with what happened. It had been a year since Penny and her husband Angus found her in that small room with several other women. Women that were about to be taken to a large ship waiting in the harbor. Alice shuddered to think what would have happened if they hadn't found her in time. She looked down at her hand, holding the enamel cup. She was used to the shaking now. The doctor said it may take years for her trauma and the side effects of the opium to go away. Knowing she wouldn't be able to carry the cup to the table without spilling it, she found a plate and placed the cup on top, along with several cookies. She carried it back to Chat and swept the nutshells onto the floor before placing the plate in front of him. As she pulled back to return to her seat, her fingers brushed the back of his hand. Her eyes flew to his to see if he realized what she had done.